really wonderful we can come together. This is my first Sunday with you.
很高兴大家能够聚集在这里，这是今年第一个礼拜天我跟各位在一起分享。
So I hope it's not too late to speak. All of you wish you Happy New Year.
希望不会太晚，我在这边跟大家祝贺大家有一个新年。
Because on the New Year day I was in Sydney, Australia.
因为在新年的时候我到澳洲雪梨。
And that day we experienced something unusual.
在那一天我经历了非常不寻常的事情。
According to locals that Australia experienced a big drought they never experienced in 100 years.
据当地的弟兄跟我们讲，那时候的当天的澳洲现在澳洲经历了许多年没有一百年没有看到这么大的旱灾。
But as we meet together for the conference, and the rain poured down, really huge pouring.
但是当我们聚集在一起举行我们特会的时候，当天就下了倾盆大雨。
We really have joy and praise the Lord for His kindness.
我们真是心里充满了感恩和喜乐，感谢神对我们的恩典。
Really, through the Christians, the children of God, God will pour out His blessings to the world.
是真的，经过我们这些基督徒神的儿女，他的祝福就借着我们来到这个世界。
Christians for the world.
我们基督徒是这个世界的祭司。
On one hand, we serve the Lord.
一方面来说，我们侍奉神。
But on the other hand, we as Christians, we will tell the world the love of God and the righteousness of God.
另外一方面，我们基督徒，我们也将神的爱跟神的公义向世人传讲。
So when Christians come together in unity, seek after Him, He will bless not only us, but to the world we live.
所以当所有的圣徒聚集在一起的时候，他的祝福不但是降临在我们身上，而且借着我们降临在这整个世界上。
Today I want to continue the series message on the heavenly vision.
今天我要继续跟各位分享我们这个系列，就是天上的异象。
During our winter conference, which was during the Christmas time,
在圣诞期间我们有我们的冬令会。
You already forgot.
Yeah.
That was last year, that's the reason.
Yeah, 这是去年。
And I, in the conference, I share a new book in the Bible.
这次冬令会我跟弟兄姐妹分享了一本在这圣经里头一本新的书
which many Christians never read it. I suspicious
这本书我想大概很多的基督徒都没有念过
that's the book of Malachi
这就是马拉基书
which is the last book of the Old Testament
就是在旧约圣经里头最后一本书
when I share on the background of that book
当我分享了这本书的背景的时候
I will review it briefly today
我会跟大家简短的介绍一下
Lately we have touched the last stage of the Old Testament
最近我们分享了最后就是旧约圣经最后的一个阶段
We call that period about 120 years as the stage of recovery
所以在这120年这一段这个阶段我们叫做这个恢复的阶段
That's the stage God's people the chosen people from captivity from Babylon
在这个阶段神的子民从巴比伦被掳的状况中回到耶路撒冷
They had a single mission to come back rebuild the testimony of God
他们唯一的目的就是回来重建神的见证
because their previous generation was unfaithful to God they were scattered by the enemy
因为他们前面的世代他们因为不听从神的话所以他们被神打散
by the grace of God call them back after 70 years
借着神的恩典70年后又把他们呼召回来
so we have talked about prophet of Haggai and the prophet of Zechariah.
所以我们谈到两位先知哈该跟撒加利亚。
Do you remember their name?
大家还记得他们名字吗？
Okay, through their ministry, encouraged the local the contemporary people, they built the temple, finished what God asked them to do.
所以借着他们的执事，他们带着百姓将神的圣殿重建。
Through many difficulties.
经过许多的困难。
Through many sacrifices.
经过许多的牺牲。
By the grace of God, they answer the call. Answer the challenge.
因着神的恩典，他们站起来，应了神的呼召。
And then, that generation also passed away.
然后那个世代也过去了。
And then there was a person God raised him up.
然后有一个人被神所兴起。
His name was Nehemiah.
他的人，这个人名字叫尼希米。
Remember him?
大家记得尼希米吗？
He was the cupbearer of the king Artaxerxes of Persia.
他是波斯王亚达薛西的酒政。
You know who is qualified to be king's cupbearer?
我们知不知道谁能够担当神的酒国王的酒政呢？波斯王
must be very very trustworthy person.
必须一个是那个国王非常信任的人。
Not anybody, but very special person.
这不是任何人都可以做，必须一个特别的人。
So Nehemiah was chosen to be in that prestigious.Trustworthy position as a cupbearer for the king.
所以尼希米就被选择担当一个这个非常特殊、非常值得国王信任的这个职位，就酒政。
However, he also loved the Lord.
但是他也爱主。
He cares about what's Lord's testimony in Jerusalem, in the house of God.
他非常的关心神在耶路撒冷的见证。
He can live a luxurious life. Spoil himself in the palace with the king.
他可以过着跟国王在一起非常奢华的日子。
However, he kept himself from the corruption.
但是他把自己保护，不让他被奢华日子所污染。
Just like Daniel used to be.
就像但以理以前那么样。
Okay. So you will see, Lord.Began to work through this man.
所以我们可以看到神借着这个人开始做他的工作。
And he heard about the situation, the spiritual condition of the people in Jerusalem.
他听到关于耶路撒冷这些人属灵的状况。
He realized those people under the persecution of the enemy around that area.
他了解到那些人呢，在当时受了周围附近那些外邦人的逼迫。
So he began to cry.
所以他哭泣。
He has this sad face in front of the king.
所以他在国王面前有一个悲哀的脸。
One day when he came to serve the king said, "Your face doesn't look good."
有一天他来侍奉国王，这个国王说，你的脸色不太好。
That's very dangerous.
这是非常危险。
If your face changing color in front of king, it's very suspicious, right?
如果你的脸色不好，在国王面前，这是非常值得可疑的。
However, he has such a trust bonding relationship with the king. King didn't suspect him. King just asked, "What bothers you?"
但是因为他跟国王彼此间有很好的信任关系，所以国王没有怀疑他，只是问他说。你到底有什么问题？
So he revealed his heart to the king. He said, "My hometown, my home country, my people was in distress, was in deep trouble."
所以他就把心里的话跟国王说，说我的故乡耶路撒冷的百姓他们有了困难。
So he was in king's favor. He can get all he needs to go home.And rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
所以因着这国王的恩惠，他可以回到他的故乡重建那个城墙。
He can keep all the enemies away from the city of God.
所以他们能够借着这个城墙能够让所有的外敌没办法入侵神的圣城。
That was recorded in the book of Nehemiah.
这些事情都记录在尼希米记。
That took about 12 years.
这个经历这大概过了12年的时间。
He finished the job.
他完成了这个重建的工作。
And returned to the king of Persia.
他又回到波斯王那里。
And went back to his old job.
然后他继续做他的酒政。
And nobody really know exactly how many years pass.
没有人知道到底这中间又经过了多少年。
And then you come to a very simple verse in chapter 13 of book of Nehemiah.
然后我们就看到一段非常简单的经文，它记录在马拉基书里头第十三章。
So please turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 13.
在尼希米记里头第十三章。
Verse
6. 十三章第六节。
But during all this time, I was not in Jerusalem. That I means Nehemiah.
就在那时，我不在耶路撒冷。这个我就是指尼希米。
For in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, I had gone to the king. That's what I share with you.
因为巴比伦王亚达薛西三十二年，我回到王那里，这就是刚才我跟各位分享。
And then Nehemiah only write a few words to say, after some time, however, I asked leave from the king.
然后尼希米又讲，过了多日，我向王告假。
So in other words, he said, I have to go back.To see my people again.
因为尼希米讲到说，我必须再回去再看我的子民。
And if you go through the reference book, you will find this is roughly another 12 years pass.
所以你们如果看参考书，你那个知道大约这个又经过了十二年。
So here he comes again.
所以他又回到耶路撒冷。
So the whole chapter 13, if you go through, that's the background.Of the last stage, the spiritual condition in Jerusalem.
所以你们如果读十三章，你们就看到，这是在耶路撒冷最后的这个属灵的这个阶段。
For us to understand the book of Malachi, you have to know the historical background, the setting at that time.
所以我们为了明白马拉基书，我们必须要了解那时候的历史背景。
Now, otherwise, when you just go to read the book of Malachi, you have no feeling why God talk in that way.
所以当我们读马拉基书的时候，你就也许你们就知道为什么神这么样的讲话。
So, if you summarize the whole description of chapter 13 of Nehemiah,You will get four important points.
所以我们如果总结尼希米十三章，我们会得到四个重点。
Those four points are the descriptions of the spiritual condition at that time.
这四个重点表明了那时候的属灵状况。
The first five verses of chapter 13 told us something really terrible happening on the leadership.
在前五节这么讲到，那时候带领的人他们发生了非常的糟糕的事情。
Who was the top man at that time?
那时候带领的领导人是谁呢？
If you look carefully, that was the high priest.
就是那时候的大祭司。
What happened to him?
他做了什么事情呢？
His son, the high priest's son.Married someone's daughter.
哦，这个大祭司的儿子跟某人的女儿结婚。
If you pay attention to this person, his name is Tobiah.
所以这个人叫做多比亚。
And he is a Moabite.
他是个亚摩亚人。
Amorite, I'm sorry.
亚摩人，亚门人。
Yeah. Who are the Amorites?
谁是亚门人呢？
There are two people, Amorites and Moabites. They are, if you trace the genealogy, you will find out who are they in the Genesis.
所以我们在创世纪，我们如果我们可以看到谁是亚门跟摩亚人。
They were descendants of Lot.
他们是罗德的后裔。
Lot one day was drunk.
罗德有一天喝醉了。
And he committed a terrible sin.
然后他犯了一个非常大的罪。
He had a relationship with his daughters.
他跟他的女儿发生了关系。
So through the incest relationship, two boys were born.
因为这个乱伦的关系，生了两个儿子。
One is Amorite, the father of Amorite. The other one is the father of Moabite.
所以一个就是亚门人的祖先，另外一个就是摩亚人的祖先。
So you will see in if you go through the chapter 3 and verse If you go through this book, the first verse, 13, you will find that Bible have clearly indicated their descendants are not allowed in the house of God.
我们如果看十三章第一节，我们可以看到亚门人跟摩押人的他们的后代绝不可以进入神的会。
God does not approve of them.
神不喜悦他们。
And then you will see the leadership commit a terrible sin.
然后你们就看到这时候的领导人他们犯了一个非常大的罪。
So this high priest's son married the daughter of Amorite.
所以这个大祭司儿子就娶了一个亚门人的女儿。
And if you go through the whole book in the first three chapters, you will see when the Israel live in Jerusalem, they were persecuted by Amorites and Moabites.
你们如果看到前三章，你们可以看到那时候的耶路撒冷人，他们受到亚门人跟摩押人的迫害。
So in other words, they are the enemy of God.
换句话说，这些人是神的敌人。
Now you will see the son of this high priest married the enemy's daughter.
但是我们看到大祭司的儿子娶了敌人女儿
，which is against the law of God，
这是违背了神的律法。
So you will see that's the first indication, and then this father, this father, son, he take one room in the temple, which is supposed to be the storage room for the Levites or the all the necessary goods are thrown out and let clean up this room for their son and the wedding.
所以我们可以看到他这个大祭司为了讨他儿子的欢心，他把这个一个存放给利未人的供物的这些这个仓房把它清干净，然后用这个地方为他的儿子举行婚礼。
So you will see.The father, because the love of the children, and he violate the holiness of God.
所以我们看到这个父亲为了取悦自己的儿子，违背了神神圣的约。
In other words, the leadership live a compromised life.
所以换句话说，这个领导的人那时候就过着一个背逆神的日子。
And then.Second,
第二点
you will see because of that, then the people follow the example.
因为这样，人们也就跟随着他们这个榜样。
And then people will abandon the Levites. The Levites has no way of living their normal life. They cannot serve anymore, so they go home. And do their farming work.
所以他们就离弃了利未人，因为利未人没办法得到他们的供养，他们就回去就做他们的去耕种他们的田地。
So you will see the temple began to deteriorate.
所以我们就看到圣殿就慢慢的荒凉。
And then thirdly,
第三点，
the people began to making money on Sabbath.
我们看到那时候的人，他们开始在安息日做工赚钱。
You know, because if Levi cannot serve, why we have to serve? So people follow the example and they began to do their own business.
他们说，如果利未人不来侍奉神，我们为什么要侍奉神？所以他们就跟随这榜样，他们就在安息日做工。
And lastly,
最后一点，
people began to marry the Gentile women.
百姓就开始与外邦女子通婚。
So throughout the whole chapter, you will find these four terrible situations described in this last chapter of Nehemiah.
所以在这尼希米最后一章，我们就可以看到记录着这四件非常糟糕的事情。
So from top to bottom, all live in a very downhill spiritual situation.
所以从上到下，他们的属灵状况都非常的低落。
If you calculate the time,
所以你们做计算时间。
From the time they return, their fathers return from captivity, rebuild the temple. Now, it's in this dismal, pathetic spiritual condition.
从他们父亲被掳归回重建圣殿，到他们这一代。过着属灵状况非常糟糕的日子。
I calculate, you know, the last prophet was Zechariah, right?
我计算一下，最后一位先知是撒加利亚。
From his time until now, only 40 years.
从他到现在这个时间，大概只有40年。
So in short 40 years, the spiritual condition from very high.Now come to very low.
所以在短短40年当中，这属灵的状况从非常的高极高的点掉到非常低的点。
Only within two generations or at most three generations.
就是经过了两或最多三代的时间。
I think two generations.
我想大概就是两代。
So you will see that this is the last stage of the history of Jewish people.
所以我们可以看到，这个是就是以色列人他们最后一个阶段的历史。
So God raised the last prophet, the prophet of Malachi.
所以神兴起了最后一位先知，叫做马拉基。
He spoke for God.
他为神说话。
After him, he finished the message. Bible stopped for 400 years. God never speak again.
在他之后，圣经就停了400年的时间，神不再说话。
So you and I are in the last stage of the New Testament time.
我们现在这段时间就是在新约的最后一个阶段。
So I feel if Lord, before Lord's second coming,
我觉得在主第二次再来，
the spiritual condition of, in general, the whole world,
现在这整个世界的属灵状况，
is very much like,The condition of those days.
非常跟那时候的景况非常相似。
Church leadership live in a compromised life.
教会的领导人他们过着一个妥协的日子。
Maybe themselves has a spiritual title, spiritual service, but in their actual daily conduct, you will see many compromises.
也许他们有着这个属灵的头衔，但是你在他们日常生活中看到他们有非常多的妥协。
And people really don't care about the church anymore.
一般的人对教会也不再关心。
They rather spend their money somewhere else.
他们宁可把钱花在其他的地方。
And then people doing their business on God's Sunday.
然后人们就在礼拜天主的日子做工赚钱。
And people lose on the marriage, and we married non-believers.
然后我们也跟不是非信徒通婚。
So the spiritual service to God is a lip service.
所以我们对神的敬拜光光是在嘴唇上。
So you look the conditions today, compare the conditions in the Old Testament, the last stage before first coming of the Lord.
所以我们把今天的属灵状况跟那时候旧约最后一段阶段属灵状况比，
you see many parallels.
你可以看到非常多平行的状况。
So in that situation, how a people who love the Lord can survive?
在那一种日子爱主的人他们怎么样能够生存呢？
When the condition is so pathetic, how can youOutgrow from that condition.
当外面的情况非常糟糕，我们怎么样能够啊还继续成长呢？
Study two books.
我们研读两本书。
That will give us inspiration.
这会给我们一点啊灵感。
Which two books?
哪两本书？
Malachi.
马拉基。
In the Old Testament.
旧约的马拉基书。
And yes, what's the last book of the New Testament?
我们猜新约最后一本书就是启示录。
Right. So these two books will give us some inspiration how to survive in a downhill spiritual condition.
所以这两本书会给我们一个很大的激励，让我们知道在一个属灵状况非常不好的时代我们怎么样能够成长。
When everything seems abnormal,
当所有的事情都看起来不正常的时候
spiritually speaking,
就是属灵上来说
if you still have a heart, you have a spirit looking, seeking the truth,
我们如果还有一个心我们来追求这个真理
but outwardly seems very disheartened,
但是外面让人看得非常的灰心，我们失了盼望
how can you do it?
我们怎么能来做呢？
how can youstruggle through,
我们怎么能够挣扎
with persistence,
我们能坚持到底
without disappointment,
我们不至于失望
study these two books,
我们来研读这两本书
okay, that's my recommendation, give you something to chew on,
我建议大家读这两本书
because these are the words God spoke lastly,
因为这是神所讲的最后他的话语记在最后两本书。
After this book God stopped speak for 400 years.
在马拉基书以后神有400年之久不再说话。
After a New Testament revelation God did not give any new revelation anymore.
在新约的启示录以后神不再给我们任何启示。
2000 years passed.
这已经经过了两千年、
right?
是不是
I don't know how about you feel about the current situation
我不知道你们对当前的环境怎么想
you know few weeks ago we had big windstorm
几个礼拜前我们有很大的风暴
that Sunday we met this direction this area
那个礼拜天
no power, nothing here.
因为没有电我们就在一个小角落我们做的聚集
we continue to meet today same thing big snow outside we are still meeting here
今天同样的外面很大的风雪我们继续在这里头聚集
and other place you have drought you have earthquake one after the other
在别的地方我们有旱灾地震一个接一个
You know, on the 26th of December last year,
我们知道去年的12月26日
there was a big earthquake in Taiwan.
在台湾有一个很大的地震。
Any people aware of it?
你们知不知道这件事情？
Internet was out, at least with Asia.
那国际的这个网络都断了。
Because Academy of Christ, our server is in Hong Kong, and here in North America, we cannot communicate.
因为我们基督学坊的电脑在香港，所以我们在这没办法使用。
That was 7.8 Richter scale.
那是个7.8级的地震。
That was two years anniversary of the tsunami.
这刚刚是这两周，就是那个海啸的两周年。
Mm-hmm. And then a few days later, that's last Friday, right? Friday, last Friday.
所以上礼拜五。
Another big earthquake, 8.3, not too far from Japan.
另外有个8.3级的地震在离日本不远的地方发生。
All these big scale earthquake happening, you will see, they are, earthquake is not a sign, but what is a sign?Birth pains, women's birth pains.
所以我们可以看到这些地震，光光地震并不是一个迹象。我们看到地震跟地震之间的距离，就像妇人的阵痛、产前的阵痛。
When you see all these things come like birth pains, you know that's what Jesus told us. That's the sign.
当我们看到这些事情发生，就像妇人产前的阵痛，我们就知道这是耶稣要再来之前的迹象。
So for us, a Christian, I think God tried to.Wake us up.
所以对我们基督徒来说，耶稣要提醒我们。
Don't just live casually.
不要叫我们过着就是一个平常的日子。
Because our time is very unusual.
因为我们的这个世代是非常的不寻常。
And Jesus said, I will come like a thief.
耶稣说我会像贼一样的来到。
When the thief comes, he will not steal junk.
当贼来到的时候，他不会偷那些不值钱的东西。
He will come to steal what? Treasure.
他来是要拿那些宝贝的东西。
Are you treasure to him?
我们是不是对他来说是个宝贝呢？
Well, the way to find out is if you think you are his treasure, then he must be your treasure first.
这很容易发现，因为你如果认为你是他的宝贝，他一定是先成为你的宝贝。
Understand what I'm saying? If you want to find out whether you are the treasure of God, ask yourself, is God your treasure in the first place?
我们如果想要知道我们是不是神的宝贝，我们先要问我们自己，神是不是我们的宝贝。
So the answer is not up to him, the answer is up to yourself.
所以这个答案不在神，是在我们自己。
And then he will come like a thief.
然后他会像贼一般的来到。
So Jesus asks us to be ready for him.
所以耶稣要我们要必须准备等到他来。
That's the reason I said we have to study Revelation in the New Testament and Malachi in the Old Testament.
这就是我为什么说我们必须要研读启示录，在新约研读启示录，旧约研读马拉基书。
Okay, now come to the context.
然后现在我们看到这个那时候的背景。
No.
这个
context.
我们就看今天的经文。
Right. In this book, there are a series of questions.
在这本书有一连串的问题。
People ask God, challenge God.
神向人向神挑战。
Altogether seven questions.
总共有问了七个问题。
Or more. Anyway, it's a people's spiritual condition was so low. Anytime God say something, people will say, why? How? Challenge God.
所以那时候属灵状况那么的糟，所以神一讲话，那里的人就还嘴说为什么？嗯。
You know, I preach so far about 14 years.
我到目前为止我已经传到40年。14年。
I'm not that old.
14年。
And I have been asked many times, why you say this way? Why?
人们常也会问我为什么你这样讲道，为什么？
I said, if I preach my own words, you can challenge me. But if I'm preaching what Bible said, then you better be...careful.
我说如果我是讲我自己的话，那你可以向我挑战，但是我如果是讲神的话，那你必须要非常谨慎。
The way we face the word of God, the attitude is very important.
我们面对神的态度是非常重要的。
If our spirit, our heart is not right,
如果我们的心不对，
we always question God.
我们一直的来质询神。
Instead, we submit. We don't take a position of why, but Lord, speak. I will listen.
我们应该是怀着一个顺服的态度。我们不是来质询神，而是说主啊，你讲话，我们要聆听。
You know, that's the spirit of this time.
这就是这个世代人们的态度。
We suspicious every authority.
我们对任何的权柄，我们都怀疑。
We are not willing to submit to God's words.
我们不愿意向神的话来顺服。
That is the danger of a people in God, in front of our holy God.
所以这就是在神面前，我们所面临的危机。
So this week I'm going to share with you the first two chapters.
所以这个礼拜我跟大家分享前两章。
God has made some comment.
神讲了一些话。
Let's pay attention to chapter 1 verse
2. 让我们看马拉基书第一章第二节。
I have loved you, says the Lord, but you say, how hast thou loved us?
耶和华说，我曾爱你们，你们却说，你在何事上爱我们呢？
That's what I shared during the winter conference.
这是我在冬令会跟大家分享。
Now go to verse 6.
那我们看第六节。
A son honors his father, and a servant his master.If I am a father, where is the honor due to me? If I am a master, where is the respect due to me?
儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？
Says the Lord Almighty, it is you, O priests, who show contempt for my name. But you ask, how have we shown contempt for your name?第六节，
你们却说我在何事上藐视你的名呢？你们将污秽的食物献在我的坛上，且说我们在何事上污秽你呢？
That's verse 7. You place defiled food on my altar, but you ask, how have we defiled you, your name? By saying that the Lord's tableis contemptible. That's verse 7. So, you will see God present some fact to the people at that time.
你们看到神向那时候的人显明了一些真理。
There are three relationships mentioned by God.
在这边神提到三种关系。
The first relationship, God says, I loved you.
第一个关系，神讲到我爱你们。
That's the relationship between husband and wife.
这是一个丈夫跟妻子之间的关系。
Throughout the Bible, in the New Testament, in the Old Testament time, God considered the chosen people, the Israels, was his wife.
在旧约时代，神的选民以色列是他的妻子。
In the New Testament time,
在新约时代，
God says the church is his wife.
神说教会是他的妻子。
I love you.
我爱你。
So from the Old Testament until even the New Testament time, God is consistent.
所以从旧约到新约时代，神是一致的。
The first relationship God wants to show us is I really loved you just like a husband loves his wife.
神想让我们知道的第一种关系就是我爱你，就像丈夫爱妻子一样。
That's the thing God wants to remind every generation.
这个就是神要对所有的世代提醒我们的一件事情。
This is the beginning.
这是开始。
Without this, nothing makes sense.
如果没有这个基础，任何事情都没有意义。
And when people has doubt about God's love, then you are in trouble.
当我们对神的爱怀疑，我们就糟糕了。
Everything else start from here.
所有事情都是建立在这个事情上。
Our service, our faithfulness, our everything depend on how much you are touched by the love of God.
我们的侍奉，我们的信心都有关，都关系在神他的爱怎么样触摸到我们。
And now you come to the verse 6 and verse 7. You see God talk about another two relationships.
然后我们看到第六节第七节神又讲到两种关系。
He said, Son, honor his father.
他说儿子尊敬父亲。
So that's relationship number two.
所以这是第二个关系。
Father and son.
父跟子的关系。
And then thirdly,
然后第三
What is that? Servant respect their master.
仆人敬畏主人。
So, in this first chapter, God tried to tell us, I have the three relationship with you.
在这个章里头，神要跟我们讲，他跟我们有三种关系。
First, I love you as a husband.
第一，我爱你们，像丈夫爱妻子。
Second, I give you life. I'm your father. You are my children.
第二个，我给你们生命，我是你们的父亲，你是我们的儿子。
Think about it. Do you know you are children of God?
我们知不知道我们是神的儿子？
Are you sure? Do you sometimes you doubt? Am I truly the children of God?
我们是不是有时候怀疑，我们是不是真的是神的儿子呢？
Where in the Bible confirm that to us?
在经上哪里跟我们确定这个事实呢？
Anyone a verse to tell you exclusively, affirmatively, you are children of God?
有没有哪处经文？有没有人任何人可以引述一段经文，确定我们是神的儿女？
嗯？Gospel, John Gospel, Roman chapter 5,
Roma 书第五章,
chapter
8, 第八章,
Roman chapter 8, verse 14 through 16,
Roma 书第八章十四,
For all who are led, being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
For you have not received the spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
Verse 16
十六节
We read together.
我们一起来读
The Spirit
himself 圣灵与我们的心同证我们是神的儿女
That we are children of God. So verses like this you can find from Old Testament to New Testament.
所以这类的经文我们从旧约到新约都可以看到
So here God tried to remind his children You are my children.
所以在这边神要提醒他儿女说你是我的儿女
You are not outsiders
你并不是
You are within my family You have my life
你并不是外邦人你是在我的家中你是我的性命
And the third relationship
第三种关系
I am your master
我是你的主
You are my slave
你是我的奴仆
Because I bought you
因为我买赎了你
I paid the price
我付出了买赎的代价
You were sinned Slave to the sin and to the world, but now I have redeemed you.
你原来是罪跟世界的奴仆，但是我救赎了你。
So all these three basics we have to recognize.
这三个非常基础的点，我们必须要知道。
For any Christians in the house of the Lord, you have to know. On one hand, God is the husband of the church.
所有的基督徒在神的家中我们在一方面我们知道教会是神的妻子
He loved his church
他爱他的教会
He loved you He paid his life for you
他爱你们因为他为你们付出了性命
And then Through the faith, he has given us his son's life.
然后借着信，他把他儿子的性命给了我们。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
And because he paid the price, he purchased us. We are the slave of God.
然后因为他付出了这个救赎的代价，我们是神的奴仆。
So if you really, really appreciate all these three key points,
如果你真正认可这三个这重点，
the response from us should be,
我们的反应应该是这样。
If God tell you I loved you, what's our response?
如果神跟你讲说我爱你，我们的反应是怎么样呢？
When your husband or your wife tell you I loved you, you say, so what?
如果你的丈夫和妻子跟你讲说我爱你，那你说又怎么样呢？
I think that's in deep trouble.
我想你就会有麻烦。
Right? I think the demand is you have to respond accordingly.
我想你们应该是照着回答。
But at that time,People said, "Where did you love me?"
可是那时候的人们，他们回答说，你在何事上爱我？
They don't know.
他们不知道。
They cannot figure that out.
他们没办法了解。
So you will see the problem start from here.
所以你们可以看到问题就从这边产生。
And then,
然后
the next question God says, "I'm your father."
另外一个。问题是神说我是你们的父亲。
So what's the response?
所以那时候的回应是什么？
Son to father.
儿子对父亲的反应应该怎么样？
What is the adequate, legitimate response?
正确的回应应该是怎么样？
Honor your parents.
应该是尊敬你的父母。
So a son should honor me, but where is the honor to God?
儿子应该尊敬父亲，但是你们怎么样来尊敬神呢？
Do we honor God?
我们是不是尊敬神？
Do we give God he deserves?
我们是不是给神他所应得的呢？
Which is the best?
就是那上好的呢？
You will find at that time they did not.
你们发现那时候他们并没有给神那上好的。
When they make offerings to God.
当他们献祭的时候，
When they bring gifts to God,
当他们给神献祭的时候，
Did they? Or outwardly? Yes, they did.
他们有没有做呢？是他们外表是有献祭。
But what kind of gifts, what kind of offering they offer to God?
但是他们献什么样的祭给神呢？
It says, they bring, look verse 8.
你们请大家看第八节。
You bring blind animals for sacrifice.
你们将瞎眼的献为祭物。
Crippled, diseased animals,
将瘸腿的有病的献上。
God said, If you bring this to your governor, will your governor receive this?
神问了，你如果把这些东西献给你们的省长，他会喜悦吗？
The other day I met a brother, I have not met him for a long time.
有一天我碰到一位很久没见面的弟兄。
He told me something. On one hand, I appreciate, but on the other hand, I was troubled.
他告诉我一件事情，一方面来说我蛮感谢，但是另外一方面我又觉得有一点困扰。
Appreciate is what they went through, the suffering.
我感谢的是他们能够经过这些苦难。
But the response.Of his suffering troubles me.
但是他经过这些苦难之后，他的反应让我感到困惑。
He had God has given to this family, two sons, one daughter.
神赐给这个家庭两个儿子，一个女儿。
And the youngest was a son.
然后最小的是一个儿子。
And when he was 12, this youngest son suffered a brain tumor.
当这个最小的儿子他十二岁的时候，他得了一个脑瘤。
And the whole family really went through hell.
所以这整个家庭就经历了非常大的苦难。
And without going through the detail, but through quite a few years struggle, and the disease was healed through operation. However, some residual situation left behind.
所以长话短说，就是经过几年，他们借着手术把这个脑瘤去掉，但是还有一些后遗症。
They learn a great deal in this trauma.
他们在经过这样的创伤以后，他们学习到很大的功课。
But he said to me, he said, I pray to the Lord.
但是他跟我这么讲，他说我向神祈祷。
Lord, if you spare my third son's life.
他说主啊，如果你赦免了我第三个儿子的性命，
I offer him as a sacrifice to you.Just like the Bible offers Samuel to God.
我就要把这个儿子献给你，就像圣经上讲撒母耳将他儿子献给你一样。
There's a difference between these two offerings.
这两种献祭有一点差异。
What's the difference?
这差异在哪里呢？
Samuel's mother, when she offered Samuel, he was the firstborn.
撒母耳的母亲，当她把撒母耳献给神的时候，她是头生的，她是长子。
That's the best.
这是最好的。
She offered to God.
她把她献给神。
When my friend offered his son, the third one.
当我的朋友把他儿子献给神的时候
，He was sick.
他生病
almost died,
几乎死亡。
And he said, if he spare his life, I will offer him to you.
但他说跟神说，如果你饶了他的性命，我就把他献给你。
So you see the difference.
所以你们看到这中间的差异。
God said, you offer me the best.
神说，当你要献给我的祭，你献上好最好的。
And later on, he said to me, my friend.
后来我这个朋友跟我说
Now I retire. He is the same age as I am.
他跟我差不多年纪，他说我现在退休了。
So I offer myself to God, say I'm going to serve you full time.
所以我就把我自己献给神，说我现在要全时的来侍奉你。
It is good in the sense of willing to serve the Lord.
在这个愿意侍奉主这事情上来说，这是很好的。
But I also have a feeling.
但是我也有这种感觉。
You pass your prime time.
你已经过了你那黄金的年华。
Your memory is fading.
你的记忆不再像以前一样。
Your physical strength is not as young as before.
你的肉体也不再像以前那么年轻。
Yes, anytime we can serve the Lord.
是，我们任何时候都可以侍奉主。
But Lord demands the best.
但是主要我们献上好的。
God says, when you make offer,
神说你献祭的时候
，think in a simple term,
你们用一个非常简单的事情来想。
Will these gifts given to the governor of your time, will he receive it gladly?
你们把这些东西献给你们的省长，他会不会很喜悦的接受呢
？Think about it. When you want to see your governor, your chief executives.
换句话说，如果你们要见你们的州长，或者是见你们的公司的总裁
，Will you bring something you don't like, even you don't like, and give it to him？
你会不会带一些你所不喜欢的东西，然后拿去送给他们呢？
What do you think？ I think you dare not to do that, right？
我想你们大概不敢这么做吧。
You want to give something really good。To your governor,
你会把你们非常好的东西拿去给你们的州长。
And God said, "This is the way you treat me. You bring those rejects, recycled defects. You bring it to me."
所以神这么讲，你把一些人所不要的有残疾的，你拿来献给我。
I remember when we finished this building.
当我们把这个我们的当我们 建完堂以后
And we need a lot of things in this building, right?
我们教堂需要很多的东西
The deacon board made a clear statement
那时候执事会就讲得很清楚
Don't bring junk into this place
不要把你们不要的东西拿到我们这个教会
The things you don't want in your house, you bring it to the church
你们家里不要东西，你们把它带来教会。
That's what we usually do.
那是我们通常做的事情。
Because you know, not good in my house, I'll give it to the church.
你想，我们家里已经不用了，我们就把它拿给教会吧。
We take it for granted.
我们认为理所当然。
But God doesn't think that way.
但是神不这么想。
Do you get it?
我们了不了解呢？
You don't get it, do you? That is called contempt.
这就是藐视。
That is you think it's nothing, but in God's eye, that's serious.
我们认为这好像没什么关系，但在神的眼中是非常严重的事。
Because you violate the second relationship.
因为你在这边违背了第二种关系。
What is that relationship?
是什么关系呢？
Honor me.
我们要敬畏神。
When you say honor God means you bring the best.
当我们说敬畏神，我们要把我们最好的带到神。
You don't give something even you don't like.
你不要把你不喜欢的
No.
缺陷的带给神。
That's contempt to the Lord.
这在神来说是藐视神。
I'd rather you don't give.
我还宁可你不要献。
You know, that's even better than you give something really terrible.
这还比你把一些很糟糕的东西献给神好。
Third.
第三
servant
仆人
you have to respect God
我们必须要尊敬神
he said who respect me
他说谁尊敬我呢
you pay lip service to me
好你们光在嘴唇上来侍奉我
I examine myself
我查验我自己
I find sometimes I don't respect God
我发现
as I should
我有时候没有像我应该敬我没有像我应当敬畏神那样去敬畏神。我非常感谢就是我们过去所做的一些事情。
I think what God says, do not cease meeting together.
我像当神说我们不要停止聚会。
I think out of the respect and fear of God, we come.Regardless the situation.
所以我们因着敬畏神的心不管状况怎么样我们都是来这里聚会。
That's very good.
这是非常好。
But we come together as a church.
但是当我们在一起聚集成为了教会的时候
Do we have this awe in our heart that we are coming into his presence? We should respect. We shouldFear the Lord.
但是我们是不是有怀着一个敬畏的心？当我们来到神的面前，我们是不是怀着一个非常战兢敬畏的一个心
？Are we on time?
我们是不是准时到
？When you have appointment with your governor or your president, dare you be late?
当你跟你的州长或者是总裁有约的时候，你会不会迟到呢
？I think no one dare to be late.
我想没有人敢迟到吧
Because you know he is big.
因为你知道他是做大官的
Right? When you want to see him, respect him, be on time.
当你要看他的时候你最好要准时
When we come to the Lord.
但是我们来到神面前
Be on time.
我们必须要准时
Even be earlier.
甚至我们要早一点到
That shows your fear the Lord. Respect the Lord.
这就表现了我们对神的敬畏
Right? Agree?
是吗、
Louder
可不可以大声一点
Yeah So come on time
所以我们必须要准时来到这边
Don't take meeting lightly
不要把这些聚会当成轻松平常的事情
You are coming to God's presence
我们是要来到神的面前
This is appointment time
这是跟神的约会
Come on time
我们必须要准时到达
This is third relationship
这是第三种关系
You come to his presence Don't When you sit here I feel this is like a market
我们来他面前我们不要唠叨不停 我常常觉得我们这一个市场
right? If you come to king's presence You don't talk Listen to himYou talk, go outside and talk.
当我们来到王的面前，我们应该安静听王说话。若我们要讲话，我们应该到外面去。
And when you talk, say something nice about him.
当我们讲话的时候，我们应该是赞扬我们的神。
Praise him.
我们称颂我们的主。
We talk a lot each other, but we hardly praise our Lord.
我们常常彼此互相交谈，但是很少赞扬我们的神。
Yeah, we should praise him.
是我们应该赞扬我们的主。
You know, like today when we pray, only few people willing to pray.
我们知道，我们今天会众祷告的时候，只有少数的人愿意祷告。
Everyone owes God. You come to offer a sacrifice of praises.
所以我们来到这边，我们应该用我们的祷告为祭献给神。
I plead to you. Pray, okay?
我想
open your precious mouth. Pray, praise your God.
向大家请求，就是大家大声的，我们来祷告赞美神。
It's an offering. It's a public offering to God.
这是一个会众的向献给神的一个祭。
Because we are servant.
因为我们是仆人。
We should serve.
我们必须要侍奉。
Pay due to him.
我们必须要把我们把神应得的献给他。
Pay the best.
我们把上好的献给神。
That's the right relationship.
这是跟神的一个正确的关系。
At that time, you will see these first prime relationship with God get into trouble.
所以我们看到那时候跟神的这几种关系都是在一个相当困难的时。
When God says something and people just say, "Where did you love us?"
当神说了一些事情，你就对神说，你在我们呢？
Here in verse 6 and verse 7, where do we contempt you?
在第六、第七节中，我们在何事上藐视神呢？
Where have we defiled you?
我们在何事上污秽你呢？这是不是非常可笑的事情？
God says, your face is dark, where my face is beautiful.
神说你的脸黑了，你说没有， 我脸很漂亮。
So, you see, this is in total darkness.
我们知道这就是处在黑暗的状况当中。
We don't see the true condition of our spiritual life.
我们看不到我们属灵的生命。
That's the problem at that time.
这就是当时的问题。
And today we have to be very careful.
今天我们必须要非常小心。
Be sensitive to God.
我们必须要对神怀着一个敏锐的心。
And next week I will continue. Then you will see the following issues.
下个礼拜我要继续跟大家交通，我们就会看到其他的问题。
This week I'm emphasizing the three basic relationship with God.
这个礼拜我就提醒大家，我们这三种对神的关系。
Between you and God.
这是我们跟神之间的关系。
Please examine carefully.
请大家好好的查验。
Do you love him?
我们是否爱神？
Do you honor him?
我们是否敬畏神？
Do you fear him?
我们是否畏惧神？
敬畏神。
敬畏神。
Yeah, Chinese translation I think is better. These three basic elements, if you miss that, your spiritual condition enter into darkness.
我们如果错过这三种基本关系，我们的属灵状况就会掉入黑暗。
I don't care you are in the high position or you are on the low position. Those four spiritual sickness recorded in chapter 13 reflect the inward story.
我们不管我们的职位高低，那刚刚在尼希米记十三章呢讲了四种属灵的疾病，就反映我们心里的状况。
Do you get it? Today's message is very important. The outward expression is a reflection, the inward story.
所以外面的表征呢，就是反映出我们里面的故事。
So if you want to heal your problem, go within. God has pointed out the problem. Examine our hearts.
所以我们要解决这些问题，我们必须要我们向内，我们自己省察。
Okay, next week I will go to the relationship between you and me, between each other.
所以下礼拜我要跟大家交通，就是你跟我们彼此之间的关系。
因为 in Chinese ethics, in teaching of Confucius,
在孔子的教导，中国人的这个道德观念。
We talk about five ethics.
我们讲到五个伦理观念，
right?
五伦。
King, the relationship with the king,
the 君臣,
the relationship with the officers,
君臣,
relationship with father,
父,
relationship with son, relationship with wife and husband,
夫妻,
that's the five basic ethics.
这是有五种伦理关系。
The unfortunate part for this is a beautiful teaching.
这是非常好的一种教导。
One relationship missing.
但是有一种关系就没有被提到。
That's the core problem for the Chinese society.
这就是中国人社会最大的问题。
There is a missing link. That's the relationship with God.
这中间就是没有提到跟神的关系。
That is missing in Confucius' teaching.
这个在孔夫子的教导里头啊，没有提到这个关系。
But that's the primary relationship.
但这是最主要的一个关系。
All the human relationships should build upon this rock, this foundation, the relationship with God.
所有人跟人之间的伦理关系必须要建立在这一块磐石上，就是我们跟神的关系。
So how now you come to this book, God emphasized primarily, first reflect on your relationship with me.
所以我们来到这本书，神要我们首先的思想我们跟神的关系。
If this relationship is ruined, then all other relationships will not be right.
如果这个关系不对的话，其他所有的关系都不对。
So last yesterday when deacons came together first time this year,
昨天当我们执事会举行了今年的第一次执事会，
We discussed among ourselves what will be the priority of this year.
我们彼此之间商讨我们今年的目标是在什么。
We brought up many things.
我们提了许多的事情。
One thing our new deacon Jasper mentioned.
有一件事情我们新的执事 Jasper 他提到。
He said our youth.
和我们的年轻人,
we should put more attention to our youth.
我们应该把更多的注意放在我们的年轻人身上。
I think it's true.
我认为这是真的。
Because from this book you will see.
因为我们从这本书我们可以看到,
within Nehemiah's time,
在这尼希米那一段时间,
their relationship with God was good. They rebuilt the wall.
他们跟神的关系是对的，因为他们重建了城墙。
But just within short 12 some years,
但是经过短短的12年,
the whole thing go downhill.
他们属灵状况就走下坡。
Why?
为什么?
Because the new generation was lost.
因为他们新的一代迷失了。
They are only 40 years away from the glorious time, the time of Zechariah and Haggai.
他们距离那个哈该跟撒加利亚那个光荣的时代不过只有40年的时间。
Right? Now they are in such a pathetic situation.
现在他们的境况非常的糟糕。
So pay attention to the younger generation is the prime duty for the older generation.
所以对一个年长的弟兄姐妹，我们应该把我们的注意力放在年幼的弟兄姐妹身上。
Parents, pay attention to your kids.
父母，我们要关心我们的子女。
You have to teach them with a role model.
必须要教导他们用一个这个好的榜样来教导。
You cannot tell your kids don't love the world, but yourself you love the world.
你不能教导你的子女不要爱这世界，但你自己爱世界。
Don't tell your kids be on time to the church, yourself be late.
不要告诉你自己的子女你要准时到教会，但你自己却迟到。
Be a role model for the younger generation.
我们必须要成为年轻一代的榜样。
If the top leadership compromised,
如果领导人做不到妥协了，妥协，
and everything else will follow.
其他事情就跟着就妥协。
So, as I prepare this message, it's a serious challenge to me, and I also think it's a serious challenge to all of us.
当我跟大家分享这个信息，对我来说是一个非常大的挑战，对各位也是很大的挑战。
I'm not just talking about old history. I want to make it real to us today.
我并不是讲了过去的历史，我想要让它变成一个非常的真实。So
let's be serious in front of our Lord.
让我们在我们的神面前非常的严肃。
We are coming to the end stage of the history.
我们是来到历史的这个晚期。
Everything come to two extremes.
所有的事情都有这个两极化的现象。
Now everything go two extremes.
所以现在很多事情都是产生这种两极化的现象。
How do you make a choice and stand firm for the Lord?
我们怎么样做我们的抉择？我们为神站稳我们的脚步。
Many things very disappointing to you.
有很多事情我们都觉得失望。
Confused to you.
我们感到困惑。
Well, where is the clear direction?
但是我们的方向在哪里呢？
I hope we can find it together in the Bible.
希望我们能够一起，我们在圣经里头找到我们正确的方向。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we come before you and confess our shortcomings.
主啊，我们来到你面前，我们承认我们的缺失。
You love us so much, but we love you not accordingly.
你那么爱我们，我们却不那样的爱你。
You are our father, we don't honor you as we should be.
你是我们的父亲，我们却不那样的来尊敬你。
You are our master. We are your slave, but we don't take that position to serve you fearfully.
你是我们的主人，我们是你的仆人，我们却没有怀着一个敬畏的心来侍奉你。
Lord, today you have put these words before us.
主，你今天将你的话语摆在我们面前。
We ask the Holy Spirit to shine the light from above.
愿圣灵从上将你的亮光启示给我们。
Correct us.
来指正我们。
Change us.
改变我们。
So that we can have a good relationship with you.
让我们与你有一个好的关系。
This is the beginning of a new year.
这是一年的开始。
Lord, we pray that we will make everything right with you first.
主啊，我们祈求我们让所有一切事情与你，我们中间都有一个正确的关系。
So that this year will be a fruitful year.
让今年是我们满结果实的一年。
Can glorify your name.
我们可以荣耀你的名。
Before you're coming back.
在你再来的日子。
Make us ready for you.
让我们能够准备妥当等你再来。
This is our prayer.
这是我们的祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.